Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, everybody. How you doing? It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hopefully everybody's having a great day. Right at the top of the show, I'd like to address a slight controversy. Actually, it's not a controversy at all. But once again, we have had people commenting about my comments regarding the phones that we take on Wednesday.
Comments about your comments.
Yes. Let me... a wonderful woman who I like a lot because she's said very nice things about the show. Her name is Kiki K, and she's you don't need to applaud, Rob.
Suspect.
You don't need to applaud. Let me get this straight.
Didn't she sing Don't Go Breaking My Heart?
I couldn't if I tried.
Mela Kaliki Maka.
She writes, let me get this straight. For months, the boys have been begging for callers.
Begging.
She's right. I mean, we don't have to beg.
It's shtick. But
it's shtick. It's
people
shtick,
call
but
us,
it's still,
Mike. They want to be with us.
But the thing about it, Oscar, I would not be able to contradict that because the fact is we put it on all our websites. We say, hey, call at this time. We put it on Facebook Live. So we are begging for
calls. I don't know that we beg as much as we raise awareness.
But at the same time, it doesn't. It is the shtick. I think Oscar mentioned that.
Right.
It is what we do. And so for months, the boys have been begging for callers. And now that they got 13 callers, Mike says they're not going to do it anymore? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Why they post the reminder to call notice, when they post the reminder to call notice, maybe they should post directions. Two, such as start talking as soon as you hear the click sound. It just seems to me that it took them a long time to get into that routine of Wide Open Wednesday, and to stop now is silly. JMO, just my opinion.
Ah.
And I felt the need to respond, and let me read you what I wrote.
Counterpoint.
I wrote that J-O, not M-O. I was like, that's weird.
Mm. Just my opinion. I write back to her, I've been bitching about phone calls forever. One of the reasons I want to do away with this segment is because folks have forgotten that complaining about phone calls is what we do.
Yeah, and always have.
When someone is ADD or unprepared to go on or has a terrible connection or just doesn't respond, the complaining is the shtick that I use to keep the segment from just laying there. That's why I do it.
Yes.
It wouldn't be funny if we were just sitting there going, hello, Joel, are you there? Joel?
Always trying. Joel.
We have seemed to lost Joel.
Sorry, Joel. And by the way, Joel, I love the flight simulator stuff. Please keep it coming. The more you can take us into that simulator on the
A330.
Oh, do I love
that cell phone.
Swimming in simulator bay.
I so dig that. I really do. Anyway, just laying there. I am thinking about doing away with the segment, but not because of the callers, but because of the people who complain about the bitching about the callers. That's what I'm tired of,
uh-huh.
And I'm getting tired of getting that feedback. We also have had some great calls. I didn't put all that. That was added just now on the show.
Okay.
So you probably don't know if you're reading along.
I don't remember this part.
Most people, Mike, are reading along, like when you have a comic book and you want to read together.
Exactly. We've also had some great calls and some very entertaining conversations. But when the callers suck, we tell you. I give the callers the same hard time that we all give each other. No instructions are necessary other than when you call a radio show, pay attention. And it stuns me how many people fail regularly to do just that. That really is the bottom line.
So
if
true.
You're paying attention, the great example this past Wide Open Wednesday was the guy that was going, what are you doing? Well, I'm out here doing the thing. No,
he was laying cinder block.
Yeah.
Laying cinder block.
He was building a mausoleum.
He was building a mausoleum. Very good. But see, that was funny too, even though he wasn't paying attention. No instructions are necessary, as I said before. With that said, I feel like I've announced no more calls a few dozen times in my career, and I really wouldn't take it too serious. because we have the technology
here.
We take them. So I just wanted to get that out there for everybody to listen. But listen, there've been we've been doing this a long time, and we've been doing this incarnation of the show a long time without a lot of calls. And I think it's important at this stage of the game because we have transitioned into some new audience that we explain to people that that's the shtick. If you want a, hi, how are you? Oh, Pete, I can't hear. Pete, could you turn down your radio? No, you're going to get the harsh way that we talk to each other. It's funny.
It's a privilege to be on these airways.
That's not how
Come correct you're or don't helping. Come at all.
You're not helping.
I have a question for Oscar.
You're really not. He's in the head. He's been that way for like the last 3 months.
I know.
He's been that way since he got out of business school.
He's been that way since he got out of the womb. Oscar
just sits over there as I'm struggling to communicate with our audience, and he's not helping me.
Is JMO a thing or is it IMHO?
I thought it was, in my opinion, IMO.
Or IMHO, in my humble opinion.
Yes. Excuse me, did somebody wheel the Orgasmatron 5000 into the studio overnight?
What do you mean by that?
Is that your gamer computer that you were telling me about?
Yes, I'm testing the hardware in the studio, Mike. Stress testing. Yeah, so I had to bring it in here.
It is exciting. You should have been here when Gil Gerard dropped it off from the set of Buck Rogers.
I know we're digressing, but enough. I explained it about the calls. There it is.
Thank you.
And thank you, Stephen Douglas McIntyre, for giving me some nice feedback. Yeah. I don't get that from you enough.
No.
I'd love to get more of
more
that.
Positive. More positive.
It felt great to get a
physical
nod
compliments
from from the High Sparrow. It really did. Yeah. It felt fantastic. But now as we pivot onto this, Oscar has been spending mucho hours in the studio tweaking up our video component, and he brought his that's your gaming computer.
Yes, this is the Alienware Aurora. You can buy it on Amazon.com through the Michael Mara Show portal.
I didn't think they made computers that big anymore.
Yeah, Mike, I could launch a nuke or actually get four cameras rolling here in the studio.
Or it also makes toast.
Oh my God! Wow, is it warm to the touch? Is
no.
Soothing to the smell.
Well, we're doing right now is testing how much sound the machine puts out if it's going to be a viable option here for the studio.
Like the fan?
Yes, the fans, plural, Mike, plural.
106.7, the fan. Say
computer.
Hi to all my buddies over there. Like to say hi to Chad and EB, Lurchy, Lurch Papa. And Mr. Johnny Cakes Awville and the Grand Poobah, Mr. CK Chris Kennard, who years ago said to me, it wasn't my decision.
That's right.
But anyway.
How you doing, Bear?
The most important part and takeaway from this story.
Baby.
CK, Bear, baby?
Bear, baby?
I think he's back.
Yes!
If I'm not mistaken.
He came back?
Yes. He went out on his own and then came back.
Excellence is rewarded.
If I'm not mistaken.
There you go.
gentlemen, know this.
Yes.
That as Mac and I fought for 4 hours yesterday in the early afternoon after the program.
And Mike, it was a fist fight. Yes. And they were not wearing shirts.
About a software hardware problem. It's software hardware. And then I had Pony.
What side were you on?
I was on the hardware problem
and
issue
Mac?
Because I said this computer that we're currently using is 6 years old. And Mac was now on software. And then we went back and forth.
Wow.
And I said, Mac, it's time for you to go home. I stayed for another couple hours to try to fix it on my own. And then I got home around 6 p.m. after we were wrapped up with the show at 11 a.m.
Right.
And then I said, Shannon, I got to go back to the studio. I have to figure out if it's a hardware or software problem. So I brought my gaming computer up here, hooked it all up, and it ran like the Enterprise.
Do you know when Oscar and I have our business conversations, do you know how people think of me as kind of a wild screaming Mimi all the time? Do you know that the tone and the rhythm of our business conversation yesterday was such that it lulled my 3-year-old to sleep in the back of the car.
I know why. It's because as much as you love to come on the radio and emote and communicate and share, there are a few things you hate more than a phone conversation.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm getting better at it because I when I have the time and I have the opportunity, I relish it. I've had with my daughter Elizabeth, mm-hmm. and then a business conversation with Oscar, and then with my daughter Catherine, lengthy phone, all exceeding half an hour. We were at least half hour, weren't we? About a half an hour,
almost probably. 40 minutes. I thought
that's awesome.
Yeah. Then it must just be phone conversations with me.
Well, no, you're the one that's nervous. You're nervous.
Well,
you
no.
You're so nervous when you're on the phone with me because you're like I used to be with Don. Let's do a sketch. You'll be Don, and you're calling me and saying we've got a meeting with the vice president
on
Wednesday.
Ring.
Hello.
Hey, we got a meeting that we
Who's
need.
Who's this?
Oh, this is your this is Don, your partner.
Hey, what's happening? How are you?
And scene.
And you do the same thing with me.
Well,
I think it must be. You hate it when I call.
I think it's because, and you know what? It probably goes with every person on this show.
Now, we text like crazy.
And
we enjoy the texting is a blast.
Group texting is fun.
Rob and I socially text each other like all the time, but the phone conversations
because
are
no one on this show
awkward.
Ever calls anyone for small talk. And very
right.
seldom for good news.
Right.
If
exactly.
it's a phone call, it's already escalated to something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I know. If I'm calling you, it's usually not something.
It's go time.
You know,
it's forever.
Time.
Hey, go Rob, time. Great mm-hmm. job.
That's and Pony, with Pony, with me and Pony, it's even worse.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, first off, Pony won't answer.
He never answers.
Never,
but he calls
never.
Back, and it's never.
He'll call back. But
yeah.
but if it's after like
it's never anything
9
social,
p.m., then. He's hammered, so he's like very quiet about what he's
5
doing.
PM.
Yeah,
and so he's like,
I thought my screen was blurry, but I was looking at it through a glass of gin.
I'll double check my notes.
He right. say, yeah, we right. got to get a 6 bus, 10 7 Pentium processor, right. and a jar of olives.
Yeah. I would say that the phone conversations are not my thing.
You know what I love, I though?
Like you know, a lot of times, when I say to both you guys, I'll say, listen, can we do it?
Face to face.
Yes.
Can we do it in the studio
yeah.
because we got the
Well, that's
cameras.
What we, you know what? That's what we love to do.
And yeah, Mike, the beautiful part about this is, A, I both had to reach out to Rob yesterday, talk to you, talk to Pony, and everybody. Pony at the 9:45 p.m. when I was in here.
Yes.
And Pony answered within 2 gulps of whatever drink he had.
Well, like he thought it was his yep. escort.
Yeah. Are you downstairs? Yeah. I'll be right down.
I'll put in. Listen for the beep, then pull on the door.
Hello. Is this Ludmilla?
Ludmilla, the laziest escort.
L-E-W-D.
Because her name has got the word lewd in it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was wrong. I think I've got the wrong ethnicity. Hello. Is this sushi? All right.
So you all answered within, yeah. I'd say, a 6-hour period.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
We work well as a team.
It was so mellow, my little guy with his terrible hacking cough. And
he just passed out in the car.
Yeah. So I think it's really important to point out, and we made it very clear during this segment that, you know, I don't necessarily enjoy speaking on the phone, but not when it comes to the show. When it comes to the show, the more calls, the better. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The circus is in town. You know, we've gotten rid of slavery, child labor. How in the hell do we still have the circus? Honestly. I don't know when they invented the circus in 1 A.D. I'm sure back then, when there was nothing else to do except be afraid of the sun, yeah, the circus was great. But imagine pitching the circus now as an entertainment destination. I got this great idea for families and kids. You got to hear this, man. You're going to love this. We're going to put up a tent on the outskirts of town, and we're going to fill it with depressed animals. Walking slow. Did I say walking? I meant trudging. Trudging counterclockwise in an oval. And while they do it, we're going to play creepy Calliope music over them. No connection to the wild. Sorry, you said this is for like families and kids? Because this sounds really grim and creepy. Well, you didn't let me finish. Because we're also gonna have men in bright clothing and makeup. Oh, time out. You mean like transvestites, right? Well, technically, yes, but they're gonna keep going so that they're clowns. You realize a clown is just a transvestite that doesn't stop. If you saw a guy in lipstick and eyeshadow, you'd be like, Timmy, leave him alone. That's his own thing. And the guy's like, oh, no, hang on. Like, oh, Timmy, he's a wonderful clown. Get over there. I didn't know you'd use a whole tube of lipstick on one cheek. Please, entertain my child. Run at him out of the darkness. He'll love it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's Patton Oswalt.
The best.
Great stand-up comedian, fantastic actor, friend of TMOS, and social media god.
Oh, he runs it, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Welcome to the show, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. We are on the air, the Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. I cannot tell you how happy we are in the O'Mara household because our Pro Flowers arrived, and my wife has never been happier. The flowers were delivered to our door, and she took them in her arms and opened them up and looked at them, and they are the most beautiful flowers that have ever been sent to my home. She adored these flowers. Carla O'Mara, my wife, loved them. Absolutely adored them. Let me tell you about Pro Flowers. They're phenomenal. You're going to be a Valentine's master if you take advantage of Pro Flowers. The Valentine's pros at ProFlowers.com have solved the Valentine's Day question, so you know you're going to get it right this year. On top of their already low prices, how about this? 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. You should be like Mrs. Michael S. O'Mara, who married me just a few years ago. And you can love your Pro Flowers, too, by using ProFlowers.com. Use the code TMOS, pick your flowers, and check out in 2 minutes. Boom, bam, it's that easy. Remember, the only way to get this incredible Valentine's Day deal, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Again, that's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. And it's a great sponsor to support. Don't wait. Order today because this deal expires soon. And be sure to use our code TMOS. Did I mention pick your delivery date? They just sit back and look awesome. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Boom, bam.
Send them to her office. Do the same thing. I hope you're as happy as Carla O'Mara is.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. It's the weekend.
It is. Doing great, man. Friday. Yes. Woo!
Weekend lift off. Day night number one, as Surf used to say.
Anyway, welcome.
Yeah, it's a tornado of comedy.
We do a lot of shows. I didn't mention that we have been on a whirlwind with my little guy. Mrs. O'Mara and I were sitting around the other day saying, you know, we do a lot of stuff with the kid, but we don't do enough, and we want to do more. And so
has
there's
he
so much
settled
stuff going
since
on.
He's back from Maine? Because I know Maine was
home.
Sort of a sticky wicket for him. He never really fell into a groove up there. This is his home.
He likes being in the house.
He hates Maine.
He doesn't hate Maine.
Okay.
No, he doesn't hate Maine. He'll love Maine in the summer. I'm not sure he liked being up. It just, we got him out of the house, and it was a lot for a three-year-old.
All work and don't play makes Michael a dull boy.
Here's Johnny.
Feel for little Michael if he ever looks at Papa and says, Dad, I hate Maine.
That's right.
His mother said that.
No!
When I first brought Carla O'Mara up to Maine.
Yes.
She, it was gray. It was dingy.
What time of year?
Summertime. And we had a front come through, and it was horrible. The story that goes with my mom and dad, my parents, God rest their souls, when my mom was first brought up to Maine, she had one time when they were up there, I think for a week or maybe two tops. You know, they were young, and my dad had just started his career, so he didn't have a lot of vacation time. And he would go up to Maine, and two summers in a row, he brought my mom up, and it was socked in for the better part of a week, which can happen up there.
So much fog.
And she didn't believe there was like a beautiful vista and mountains and all that because you couldn't see it. So Carla had the same kind of experience, only it was just damp and cool, and then it grew on her, and then you know, then she was all in.
But she's also like 20 when she first went up, so
that's true.
Rebellious.
16. Yeah, she was 16.
And she said, "Where's the happening bar scene?
Right?
All Can't we go to a club?
I want yards, not glasses."
All she wanted to do was go to amusement parks.
Blame her for that?
Yeah, I understand.
Is there a rave tonight?
That's what she wanted.
We need pacifiers.
Yeah,
with E.
Candy pacifiers laced with some sort of narcotic. But no.
We went to Hannaford's and bought Molly. It was a hell of a party.
It's funny you played Patton Oswalt and that phenomenal bit about the circus because we took the little guy to the circus over the weekend. It was just, we were looking for things to do. We've taken him into these outdoor like art festivals. They're not good for kids. And then, so we decided the circus, you know, the big arena I could walk to it.
This is not a Barnum and Bailey circus though. This is not the greatest show on earth.
You know what? I got to figure the name of it.
It's got to be low rent if it's in.
Because I remember the one that used to, I think.
Low rent might be an overstatement.
Remember the one that spent a lot of time in the Manassas parking lot, the Garcia brothers?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure that was I think that was like the sixth greatest show on earth.
I've seen at least three INS raids at that circus.
now the Flying Green Card Brothers.
Yes.
Oh, see, they
Garcia
don't give me
brothers.
It's some family circus.
Is it Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers?
Nope, not that big.
Okay. No. Well, I think that I don't know that they.
Did you see it in Fort Myers proper?
They're happening anymore.
Yeah, it was at the arena. They brought it.
Oh, I've got it here at a stereo. Hold on a sec. Cirquita Italia. No, that's not it. No.
Hey, look at that guy. He put his head in the mouth of a lion.
Oh my God.
ZZ Top's going to be there on the 16th.
Oh, that's going to be a good show.
There's so many circuses around the world.
Mike, it's a great time to be in circus entertainment. Big Circus is excited because with the exit of Barnum and Bailey, everybody moves up a slot.
It's time to gather market share.
There's a lot of youngsters out there that love seeing abused animals, and they've got to fill the seats.
Now, this is a classic case of me forgetting the circus I went to see and doing my best to slow down the show by
Mike. You know, this is important.
Garden
Brothers?
Are you
Garden
sure?
Brothers.
They weren't selling plants or anything? Oh, this is an actual circus?
Let me see if it's the Garden Brothers. There it is.
Circus, five events.
Now, the thing about Garden Brothers, are they a outskirts of town tent circus?
No.
No, as well.
They're an arena
be.
Circus.
They go Alabama, Arkansas. These are all the dates I
there
see.
There it is.
Currently.
Garden
Florida.
Brothers Circus, a family tradition for over 100 years.
Yeah, they are.
And we went to the first half. They actually had an intermission, and then they break, and they have like rides and stuff, and that would have been, you know, kept us there for 3.5 hours.
They do an intermission, and then everyone goes to the first aid kit.
I will tell you that the Garden Brothers Circus, it is unquestionably, it was entertaining for the money. It was a value. The acrobats were a little meh.
Were they paunchy?
They were a little fat.
Over. Oh my God, yes. I'm looking at the pictures.
I think what happens, Mike, it's just the Garcia, the Garden Brothers might be sort of the kind of circus that you start at or finish at, but not for the perhaps
it's like double
the
A
zenith,
ball.
The zenith
double
of
ball.
Your career, yeah.
But for the little guy, it was perfect. And I will also tell you that
$9.95.
One of the acts that they had was a magician, and I hate magic, right?
Right.
I hate magic. I was all in on this magician. This magician could play Vegas, and no, I hadn't had anything.
No, I was talking about the magician.
No, the magician was phenomenal. I think it's pretty amazing to, you know, do a magic act in the round. I always think of a magic act where you've got the backdrop. We were there for half of it. I give it a 9. I thought it was high. However,
attaboy, Garden Brothers.
But it is depressing as hell. It is so depressing.
That's what I remember about the last time I went to a circus.
I don't like, you know, well, the first thing, we drive in and some of the kids from FGCU, Florida Gulf Coast University, are protesting outside. And that's
Are you sure they weren't dropping off resumes?
No, they were not, because it does have animals and an animal trainer, and it's
got elephants.
And you know,
oh,
Ringling
they have
Brothers
elephants still.
Camels. Yeah, they've got two elephants.
Well,
there's
an underground circus. Mm. They can do anything.
Yeah.
And their logo is a clip art logo, and I don't respect clip art logos. Yeah. Just so you see this,
it looks
kind
of like South of the Border.
Yeah. It really does look like, you know what it looks like? A cheap greeting card.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I was, for the little guy, I was highly entertained.
$9.95.
I liked the I looked over at my wife when the magician was done. I said, that was a solid 10 minutes of entertainment. That was a solid, like, 15-minute act.
Mike, they
was all in. He made the woman disappear. I was like, how'd that happen?
Did you volunteer, Carla?
Yeah. He turned the woman from a fat brunette lady to a fat blonde lady, which I thought was pretty spectacular.
Upgrade.
No, I mean, look, I'm fatter, but the lady was big boned. And,
sure.
The only reason I mention that is because, you know, you think they've got to crawl into those little boxes. And that was, I think, a greater challenge because of the fact that she was a woman of, you know, I don't mean fat, but she was.
Mike,
I'm not saying this lady was big.
Body shaming. Right. How dare you?
I'm not saying she was big.
This is not body shaming nearly as much as if for that type of act you usually have a waif-like woman with incredible flexibility, and she was not.
This lady was so big that when he sawed her in half, it took two parts of the show.
Okay.
If you want to check out this chubby circus, it's Tallahassee, Montgomery, Alabama, Dothan, Alabama? I've never even heard of that.
Sure.
Troy, Alabama, Meridian, Mississippi, Canton, Mississippi.
Solid entertainment,
Winona,
as far
Mississippi.
As I was concerned.
How was the ringmaster? Because a show like that.
The ringmaster was came out and bowed, but
Martin,
there was
Tennessee.
Very, very little ringmaster. It wasn't like Ringling Brothers where they do that whole, you know, that whole big deal with
right.
the, you know, here's the third day in a row. Right?
Hey, there it is.
There's my
hey, what does it say about a circus when they don't have any dates in March?
they're taking a break, I think.
Well, that's when they do a lot of their retreats and their prayer breakfast.
Or April.
Well, you know what they do? They fly by the seat of their pants.
They're going to be in Lebanon, Tennessee on Friday, February 24th.
Do they go anywhere that I would say would qualify as a northern venue?
Or a top-tier market? No.
I don't.
Well, no.
This is a regional circus.
Circuses don't play the
regional
big cities anymore.
Circus.
I don't see them in Madison Square Garden unless they buy
a ticket. Mike, at least you went, and your kid had Michael will be able to say, I went to the circus before they were all
gone.
Shuttered.
Mm-hmm.
They were. He was perfectly entertained, but we weren't going to stick around until after intermission because I didn't want to watch the elephants perform.
Was there any appreciable odor in Act One?
When we walked in, you could smell animal. You
yes.
could smell the animals. You know, but it didn't smell any worse than the old WJFK studio.
Well,
so
nothing
it wasn't
does.
That big a deal, you know?
Mike, we've got a
no
candle
problem.
Running in this studio.
Yeah,
trust me.
It's you know what it's like when you get men that are in a confined space.
Lots of dudes without showers.
Yeah.
So by the way, animal. Look, I take my kid to the circus and I take my kid to the zoo. It's a kid's thing. That's what you do. I took him to the zoo yesterday. This kid's had a good week. Okay.
Did you
I took
see
him
Scott
to the zoo.
Shannon?
That's like my childhood, actually. Not even a month. The circus once, the zoo once, and he was gone.
That's right.
Can I tell you why I do all this stuff with him? Because he's so GD pleasant to be around. I just like
That's
him. Even
great.
When he's sick, he's just fun, and he's got that great smile, and I love being around him. And, you know, I'm an invalid, so I can't be doing my recreation. So my recreation is taking him around, and I'm taking advantage of the fact that I don't do a lot of, recreating down here, like playing golf and all that crap I used to do. And I'm not sure whether I'll go back to the schedule I had before.
Did you go to?
Went to the Naples Zoo, Naples, Florida.
Oh, you've been there before. You like that zoo.
Yeah, absolutely.
How
yeah,
do you
became
keep...
a member, as a matter of fact.
A member?
Oh, he's like Fonz, Friends of the National Zoo.
Oh, okay,
a member
is a
multi-ticket.
A season pass?
It's a year-long thing because it'll be much cheaper to go a bunch of times.
And what's
replay
value of a zoo?
Discounted concessions?
Discounted concessions mm-hmm. and discounted G-Jaws in the gift shop. That's what we have. That's why we got
smart.
That's why he got the rattlesnake, the plastic rattlesnake when we were leaving yesterday.
Ah.
He's been very sick, and Mama was out with the girls last night, and she was having dinner and going bowling with the girls last night, so I decided to take the little guy down to the zoo, and then we brought him back, and by the time we got home, it was almost time for bed, and he was wiped out and had to go twice. Actually, he's gotten so potty trained now, he insisted on stopping at a gas station to pee, and then he insisted on stopping at another gas station to poo.
Oh,
and I looked at him, and I said, I want to make sure you know this. I really think you did a great thing telling me to stop twice. Don't ever think that was a bad thing to do. That was a great thing that you did to stop twice because he pooed. And by the way, when we pooed, when he went poo at the gas station, I had to stand outside because he said, "Dad, I want my privacy."
Oh, that's nice.
I love him.
That's cool.
I love him. He's just a blast.
Was
I love
it?
The kid.
Was it? Look, we've all been to restrooms that are just not hygienically certified, right?
Right. Right.
And
exactly.
Was this one restroom at either of the gas stations you went to? Was there any skis factor?
Yeah. Did you? Like, no. Did you give it a once over?
The second one, it was
just one swank magazine.
It was not as clean as the other, but they were inside gas stations, so it was inside like a quickie mart type of thing, and they weren't too bad.
The run around the sides are always the ones
sketchy. And make no mistake, there's a certain excitement about, you know, going to the bathroom at a gas station. That's adventure pooping.
Right.
That's a good time.
And at least he's not shamed by it.
No.
He's not shamed.
He's learning early. He's like, "I gotta go. There's a can."
There's a can. Dad, I need to hit the can.
I wrote down
Dad.
What he called his snake. I got to tell you, he bought
Hey, you know what? Let's reset that you're talking about the toy you bought and not Please. The time in the bathroom.
Right.
Gross.
He named the rattlesnake.
What did he call it?
Gucky Arando. That's my world now. I had to write it down. Gucky Arando is the name of the snake.
That's you terrific.
Cartoon.
And so we were going to, he went to sleep before Mama got home from bowling.
Right.
And so the thing is, now don't, I know your comedy brains are working overtime.
Yes, no.
Right. She was out bowling.
Sure.
But Gucky Arando was like a really large plastic rattlesnake. And the game was going to be, we're going to scare Mommy in the morning by putting the snake somewhere where she'll find it and scream.
Right.
And he ran in first thing this morning and he said, "Mommy, we got a rattlesnake to scare you with."
That's not how the bit goes, Michael.
He'll never get hired by the Garden Brothers.
I am every waking hour with him. Oscar knows I'm with him all the time.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Say hi to Michael.
We'll take a break and then come back and talk about a new confection. Yes.
Oh, actually, can we come back and call Nikki?
Is Nikki on the schedule now?
Well, yeah, he's got a very busy weekend with the big game.
And the show
is,
whoa,
yeah,
going
right.
away.
Yeah, sure, we can call Nikki Diamond.
We have time for your confection after.
Yes.
No, I'm not disappointed about that. No, you know what? I'm not disappointed about anything. Happy to call Nikki Diamond. We'll do it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I remember I made my mom take me to the D.C. Convention
yes!
Center. No, it was the Armory. It was the Armory. It was so
school.
Long ago. I was 11 and I had a temperature. And she said, "You're sick." I said, "They have the General Lee.
They've
I must
General
go
Lee, mother.
And see the car from the Dukes of Hazzard."
"Mother, you don't understand that television is my entire existence. I have a better relationship with that glowing magic box than I do with either you or Dad. If you want to continue to have any kind of relationship with me whatsoever, bitch, you better put me in the back of the goddamn car and get me down to the D.C. Armory because I want to see the Dukes of Hazzard car."
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Nothing better than handing someone your card. It is a classy move, and it makes a dynamite first impression. And this Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. Right now, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under $10. And I remind you all the time that if you send Rob Spiewak a card at Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, a card that you've made with Vistaprint, he will do what he's going to do for this next person right here.
This is great. This is a two-sided card. They've upgraded the stock and the ink, so it's got shiny print on it.
Ooh.
It is a full... I don't know what their process is, but they sure make you feel better. It's called Innovative Full Body Therapy, Cryo Ooh. Champion Funny. Therapy, and they're in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Did you say cryo, like frozen? Maybe?
Yeah, so, it's called cold therapy. I don't know how it
imagine
works.
Imagine you have, like, really imagine you have the best workout of your life, right?
Yeah.
And your recovery period may usually take longer depending on your age. But imagine jumping into this pod and the cool air really helping your body out recover, just like an athlete would.
Works for
Real
inflammation.
Yeah.
I've seen it on there as well. They do it here, and it just seems like a phenomenal service.
Health, performance, recovery. It's a beautiful card, and you can check out their action at www.cryoabq.com. Hello, Albuquerque.
They were smart enough to make a Vista free commercial business card and get their free commercial right there. It's 500 business cards at Vista Print for $9.99. You cannot beat that. Never been so easy to look professional. Use a Vista Print template or your own logo. VistaPrint will make you look absolutely phenomenal. The best customer service, too. Remember to use the code TMOS at VistaPrint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings, and who knows, you might have Rob Spiewak read your card right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It.
Just visit VistaPrint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Thank you, VistaPrint. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. It is the big game.
Yes.
That's right. This Sunday, Patriots, Falcons, who will win? And now, without further ado, it's our Super Bowl special edition of Nicky Diamond, who is...
Hello.
Hey, Nicky Diamond. Woo! Super Bowl weekend is upon us. We are so very excited to have you on the show. How are things? Are you at the big game or are you in Pahrump?
Come on, Mike. I'm in Pahrump. I'm getting ready for the big Arnie's Lounge Super Bowl.
Okay.
Party.
All right. Nicky, could
what?
We look, I don't mind if you throw. Well, I do mind, but there's nothing that's going to change that. I just don't like it at the front of the show. Glad you're so. You know what? I've got to accept certain things. So you're going to Arnie's Bar to watch the big game.
Cocktail
that's
lounge.
Great.
The lounge.
I'm not going there. I'm throwing a party, Mike.
All right.
You know, I would invite you, but you're clearly afraid of flying because you never travel.
Yeah, well, I don't travel. Well. Sorry, I won't be able to make it. I'm really sad. And but Nicky, I would be lying to you if I said you were not becoming wildly popular on the Mike O'Mara Show.
True.
People are making promos about you. People are loving Nicky Diamond, and you know,
you've won a lot of people over.
Yeah,
you've won people over,
yeah.
And there has to be some. Yes, there has to be some sort of presence for Nicky Diamond as we go through the offseason, the NFL offseason, too. But I'm very happy, and I'm happy that things are going well for you, Nicky. At least I think they are. How are things going?
Well, things are great, Mike. Thank you for those kind words. I do it all for the people and for the paycheck that I was from.
Okay. All right. That's great. I'm sorry that
I don't think there was ever anything promised. I think things were discussed.
Yeah. We can we maybe just get right to the Super Bowl and not.
I have one other question for Nicky, if you don't mind.
Yeah, as long as it's not a financial one, I'll be very happy.
No. It's fine. Nicky, listen.
Yes. Bermuda boy. Yes.
I know that
Bermuda boy.
You hate the idea of gambling on bets that just don't work out, and like prop bets.
Yeah.
Prop bets.
He doesn't like prop bets? Nicky doesn't like prop bets?
If you're a professional, those are hack bets, right?
They're sucker bets, but hey, this is the one time a year that I will allow a sucker bet is the Super Bowl.
Okay. Oh, good. Do you have any prop bets that you'd like to share with us by any chance?
Well, absolutely. You know, take the Patriots on the coin toss. Belichick, he's got a coin toss scout. He knows these things. They always win.
A coin toss scout.
I don't know how he does it.
That's quite an organization, Nicky. That really is.
No stone unturned.
Check into detail.
Yeah, that's great. Are you looking forward to the Lady Gaga performance at halftime?
A huge fan. Seen her 3 times.
really?
Wow.
What venues?
I've seen her at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas twice. And then I saw a drag show thing. I don't want to talk about it. It was a mistake. I thought I was seeing her.
I didn't know that. Well,
it's amazing.
I guess it's time to discuss the big game, Nicky. A lot of people talking about it. I think we haven't had an evenly matched Super Bowl like this in quite some time. Would that be accurate to say, prognosticator of Pahrump?
Well, it's a 3-point point spread, so it looks to be an even game. But I mean, people thought the Seahawks Broncos was going to be a close game, and that ended up being a rout. So. But look, we know what the Patriots are, Mike. We're familiar. Belichick, Brady, they're legends, right. And you think they've got the experience.
Right.
But sometimes, someone new steps up. Someone new comes about and shakes up the entire thing
Okay.
Kind of like the Nikki Diamond Show will do for the Michael O'Mara Radio Enterprise.
Okay. All right. Things up. All right. Well, at least he hasn't mentioned the other sponsor, which
that's
is
right.
wonderful. I'm glad that's happening. Pawn World. I heard it. I heard Pawn World. I heard Pawn
What's
World.
That, Pawn yeah. World?
Yeah, even if you whisper it, it still counts. What did we talk about, Nick?
Look, guys, seriously, though, it's going to be 35-24, Atlanta Falcons. They will score a late touchdown to put this away. The New England defense, very overrated. They played nobody. They will be exposed. The Falcons will win their first Super Bowl. It's a year of first. Clemson hasn't won in a long time. The Falcons will win. El year of first.
That's exciting.
That is.
It's funny because normally we have multiple games and we get kind of our diamond pick of the week. Was that our diamond pick of the week? Did you just sneak it in there, Nikki?
I did not sneak it in. The diamond pick of the week. I'll give you two diamond picks of the week.
Oh, I'm very excited. This is
double diamond.
Double diamond picks of the week because of the Super Bowl.
You're right.
It's very exciting.
You guys going to play one of those square pool things?
Yeah, box pool.
Oh, yeah, box pool. Absolutely.
I got to get into mine. Yeah, I got to get into mine.
Well, here's a little trick. You tilt it to the side with the diamond pool. Hashtag diamond pool, please.
So you take the square pool and you actually just
45
turn
degrees.
The poster. God, I wish I was at Jimmy's this weekend.
Diamond pool. Go ahead, play your diamond pool. This is a lock. Two across, four down. I got a diamond square pool guy. Two across, four down.
Write it down.
Put your initials on that square. The other lock of the week.
Yes.
Nikki Diamond, diamond pick of the week. Lady Gaga's first song will be Bad Romance. Da, 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 light it up.
There we go. Thank you, Nikki. Thanks so much. Enjoy the game at Arnie's Cocktail Lounge. That's where Nikki's big party is going to be. And wow. That's by the way, that's a real place too.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody sent it to me, or Oscar found it, or something like that was there. But what a wonderful human being he is. And then, you know, we're in negotiation with Nikki about popping in periodically during the baseball season as well.
Two across, four down. And March Madness. He loves March Madness.
And turn your box pool like
45 degrees, and it's a diamond pool.
A diamond pool. We will take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. You hear me talk, but you
don't. Much more music. Hey, folks, it's another weekend, and that means another episode of Rob Radio. And this Saturday morning, we tackle the eternal question, which is the better Beatles album, Rubber Soul or Revolver? We will dissect them both and hopefully come up with an answer. But either way, you know you're going to do okay because you're listening to Rubber Soul and Revolver. It's Rob Radio, only on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Every Saturday morning at 7 a.m., check it out on your FM dial. Or if you're out of town, go to 971thewave.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you there. Rob
Spiewak. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by White Noise. Rob, what was the name of that individual that was in the Indiana Jones movie that was the nemesis for...
Oh, Rene Belloc?
Rene Belloc?
Belloc.
Belloc, that's his name. He's outside. He wanted to come in
here?
And read... Well, Todd wrote a letter to our listeners, and Rene Belloc...
Yeah, B-E-L-L-O-Q.
Doctor, or Rene Belloc wants to... well, let's bring it in here. Read this, doctor. Or you're not a doctor.
Thank you. Dear fans of the White Noise Up, how would you like to turn your TV into a fireplace? Now you can with our new Amazon streaming video, White Noise Fireplace by TM Soft, Dr. Jones. Are you an Amazon Prime member? Great. You'll get free streaming access to all of our amazing videos. Or our Amazon videos. That is a full 8 hours, Mr. Jones, Dr. Jones, of high-definition video to help you relax and sleep better. Visit tmsoft.com/video or search for TM Soft on Amazing Video. I'm sorry, that's Amazon Video. Think about it. Other companies only have 6 or 7 hours of video. You can't get into a deep sleep in only 6 or 7 hours. Your body needs a full 8 hours. Check out our other videos too, including box fan and oscillating fan. Watch these videos on an infinite loop and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. Again, that's tmsoft.com/video or search for TMSoft on amazing video. Amazon, sorry. Thank you for supporting small business. Sincerely, Tadmua. Bye-bye.
He looked great in his white suit. It was so nice of him to come by.
Terrible impression, but I just felt like doing it. Welcome back to the show.
I'm quite comfortable right here.
Let's have a little fun now. I'm very excited about the fact that we have that Poobah from Ben and Jerry's that's going to be swinging through town.
The 17th of this month.
17th of December. Mr. Greenfield.
No, I have his name in a sec. Give me one sec.
It's Green Thumbs.
It's not
Green Thumbs.
Mike, hey, don't speak ill of the dead. Mrs. Green Thumbs has left.
Greenfield. Greenstein.
Greenberg. Greenstein.
Greenberg and Betterman.
Green Blingen.
Hoivinston.
It's
Green Good Humor.
No, his name is Sean Green.
Take your time.
I'm looking right here. Sean Greenwood.
Greenwood.
Sean Greenwood.
Sean Greenwood. We'll be coming by. And the thing, did you read the other day that Ben and Jerry's has ice cream bars now?
Oh, yeah.
And you're burying the lead. I'm still looking for the limited edition coming to stores soon. Chocolate Cherry Garcia.
You know,
yep.
I think
ice cream bars are a bigger story than a new flavor.
Ooh. Not for the store that carries that ice cream, because Rob's going to buy every pint.
That's
just in case they run out.
But yeah. I think that the fact that they have entered the ice cream bar world where you have...
That is a big pivot from what they're usually up to.
By the way,
because it's Ben and Jerry's that you can take on the road.
To go.
Fantastic. Can I say this? I think that Klondike bars are ripe for the picking. I think it's fantastic that you get your Magnum, your Doves, all these wonderful ice cream bars, you know, and print it.
Yeah.
You don't like the ice cream sandwich?
Well,
you don't think that guy's good enough?
Well, the sandwich is different than a Klondike.
But an ice cream bar with hard chocolate covering ice cream is fantastic. A Ben and Jerry's product like that is awesome.
Well, the problem is that the Klondike, although a great confection, is structurally flawed because it has no stick.
But doesn't Ben and Jerry's already have a ice cream bar on a stick? Don't they have Ben and Jerry's ice cream bars?
I believe they do.
I'm
going to
confirm, Mike. I'll let you know exactly what goes on here.
If you go to the Ben and Jerry's boutiques, I'm not sure they have them in grocers.
I think that Ben and Jerry's new bar will not be stick free.
Stickless?
I don't think it's going to have a stick.
Yeah, no stick.
I think it's going to be like a Klondike bar.
You see, I hope that they've thought this through, because you know what, the Klondike can get messy.
They're calling them pint slices. They're called Ben and Jerry's launches new ice cream pint slices. That's what they're called. Why are you like hesitant on this? This is fantastic.
Well, I'm excited about it. And you know what? They've never put out a product that'll
ice cream cookies.
Will you show Rob the picture? He won't respond unless he sees a picture of it.
Okay. Oh boy.
Think of an ice cream cookie sandwich without the cookie, but a nice crust, a milk chocolate crust.
Oh, it looks great. And does it actually have cookie around the edge?
I'm sorry.
Does it have cookie around the edge?
No cookie on the edge. I'll give you, look, this is American Dream flavor, right?
All right,
three
okay.
vanilla ice cream bars with caramel swirl and fudge covered with a waffle cone piece.
Why don't I take this? Can I take this, please?
Oh, I love when he reads.
Pint slices. They're round, thick slabs of ice cream covered in chocolate and individually wrapped.
Oh.
The new invention comes in four flavors. Americone Dream, chocolate fudge brownie, vanilla peanut butter, and this is a mistake. And chocolate chip cookie dough. They ought to have a regular vanilla one. They ought to
they
have just a
Mike,
vanilla one.
But
they
we can bring it up with Mr. Greenwood.
Yeah.
You know what? I get excited about. That's one of the days that I really wish I was in studio, because that was when he came to our home and he brought the ice cream. Remember when they broke out the Greek yogurt, frozen yogurt that they wanted to do?
And you wanted a gallon.
Oh my God!
Hey guys, it's going to grocers and drugstores.
Oh, so we're in a drugstore district here.
Yes.
So that's good for us.
Yeah, we can.
That's wonderful, Mr. Jones. I hope you enjoy your slices of a pint of ice cream. It should
be like
fantastic.
To eat dark chocolate right here.
I also think this portion, the serving, is much, it's better overall. You can get what you need from the ice cream if you just pick up one of these and you're good to go.
I don't know. I still like their single serving pints.
No, but you understand what he's saying.
I know exactly what he's saying. That's why I steamrolled over it.
He's saying that you know, it's a good product because it's less ice cream.
Right.
That's why he's saying
you can get your hit without getting your hit.
Well, sometimes less is more. Like, this would be a better show with less Oscar.
Here's what I'm confused
just
about.
Just trying to help you guys.
I'm confused because I want to figure out the pint slices. It's certainly not a pint of ice cream in a bar.
Well, no, but you know what I bet it is? I bet each cookie is the size if you were to take a slice of the pint. Because I've seen them do quality testing on Ben and Jerry's, like, news
features. You confuse me. What do you mean by that?
If you were to take the, think of the pint of ice cream and you make, like, a sandcastle. You take it out of the carton, right?
Yeah, so you peel off the
and then
the
if
paper.
You were to slice it, that might be about the size of the ice cream bar. It's a slice of the pint. Because I've seen them when they do quality testing, they actually
It's like an entire pint or half a pint.
Well, no, it would be a slice from the pint. You want to know the size of the cookie or the ice cream bar.
But if you slice, I hate to get into the weeds here, but if you're slicing from off of the pint, you're going to have different sizes.
Well, only take the top slice.
So it's just the top slice.
Yes. And here's Adrian to ruin everything. Adrian?
Did somebody say weeds? No, imagine slicing up the pint slices, stacking them up. You would get a pint of ice cream if you stack them up.
What? So the package is a pint, but it's sliced?
No, I'm trying to help you.
You're not helping.
I'm trying to help you.
Don't talk, Rob. Don't talk.
Americone Dream, 3 vanilla ice cream bars
I've got
caramel
a great
swirls and fudge-covered waffle cone pieces. So I think 3 of the slices is a pint.
Okay, that it looks like it might be about right.
Yeah, Mike, you're right on point, and you've been right all along. That's what I would
thank you
say.
So much, Oscar. Mm-hmm. You should always remember that. That's very important. So.
Right on pint.
Yeah, right on pint.
I love when Pony is funny.
I'm at the Ben and Jerry's website.
I'll show you the picture. I'm coming to you.
You coming? You bringing it to
I'm
him? He's going to light it up, Mike. He's going to show it to you. We're going to use the Skype program. This is an application that will allow you to view video presentations. He's going to show it to you, and you can look at it with your face right now.
So it's pint. What is it? Because they serve their ice cream. I have that. I have that in front of me. Thank you. I'm looking at that.
You need to remember, Oscar, that Mike was right all along. He was on point.
Thank you very much. 3 vanilla. So what it is in each package is a pint of ice cream in bar form.
Fantastic.
So each package.
Okay.
This is no, I'm not. This is great because
do you eat all 4 because that's your usual intake, or do you eat one and be like, okay, one's enough?
It depends
I think one would be satisfactory. I think you would be
2
more
might
than satisfied.
Be better.
You could eat 2. You could eat 2. You'd eat 3 if you were a pig. But I mean, the fact is that.
But then you're. You see, the problem of eating 3 is this: is that
got the nutritional.
Then you're only left with
280 calories per bar.
Oh, that's nothing.
And that one's going to be lonely.
It's going to and you want to. You don't want it to go.
12 grams of fat per bar.
But it's the healthy fat, like an avocado, I'm sure. What happens if you get down to the single slice, Oscar? It's going to start, being moved around in the freezer, and you don't want to lose it.
By the way, Stephen Colbert's flavor of Americone Dream is one of the very popular flavors in the country. That flavor stuck with Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
You know how they bring out everybody's favorite flavor, but this one actually, that stuck.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
For example,
to
you
Stephen
can't find
Colbert.
The Willie Nelson peach cobbler flavor anymore. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was fantastic, but it's just gone. Gone, Mike.
Do you guys get aroused when you see this stuff?
I think it the
do you mean
the
like literal ragers?
No, like the way that you ate, the way that
of
like,
course
a,
not
a
yes.
dead dead silence fell is the same dead silence that falls on guys when they see a naked girl.
Well,
right?
What we're doing is we're looking at the pictures here, but let me just tell you, of all the confections that's ever been invented, I am a massive fan of the ice cream bar. I think it's one of the greatest things ever. I like the dip cone. I like hard chocolate over ice cream. I like little pieces of chocolate inside the ice cream, like chocolate chip or Heath Bar Crunch. That's my favorite confection in the whole wide world. So when one of my favorite ice cream companies, Ben & Jerry's, came out with the pine slices, even before Mr. Greenfield comes on
Greenwood.
Greenwood, Stan Greenleaf. Greenwood, who's coming in.
Sean Greenwood,
when he comes in next. Even before that. And what's he coming in to? Is he coming in to promote the pine slices?
He was vague. He said
Mike,
new flavors and changes
new
in
treats.
The ice cream world.
Really
yeah.
cool. Great now, job, too. Great gig. Good to have the country go on radio shows.
And he's skinny.
His business
Hate
card
him.
Reads Grand Poobah of Promotion for Ben & Jerry's. That's his actual title.
And he's
title.
Like the one guy, right?
He travels the country like Sam Cooke for Sam Adams.
Because they're such hippies that they only need one guy to do this. And he's chill. And, it's like, go out there.
Yeah, man, I'll go out there and now, talk about that.
If
yeah,
you go fantastic. Back to the classic, like, Eskimo pie.
Just
the
got
one
back
that,
from my Berkeley protest, and I'm going to be selling ice cream, man.
I got that's a it, chocolate yeah. chip on my Birkenstock.
There we
Are
go.
Are they still based out of Vermont?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course, the that's their identity.
Vermont
that's where
has
they use
everything cool.
That's right, they like use, Marcus Serta.
Now, see, that's where you're overstepping a little bit. I have thought, believe it or not, I have had discussions with Mrs. O'Mara that if this lifestyle down here, if the Florida world became something that really wasn't cool for my family, and I don't mean
too many teardrop
you know, fun,
tattoos,
son. I'm just talking about raising a kid, educating
right.
a kid, all that
spider
stuff.
Webs on
Vermont
the neck.
May be at the top of the hit parade.
Really?
Whoa.
Vermont may be the place I would
because it
to.
Has some of the things that Maine offers without
it
some
does.
Of the extremes, right?
It does, yeah. But yeah. at the same time,
and it's also
I love warm
bustling.
Weather. I love the warm weather, but, you know, I do, I have to tell you, I'll be honest, I do have the Serta factor every time I think
Is
about
Dartmouth
it.
In Vermont?
No, you know, you think of wonderful people like my
New
friends,
Hampshire.
The Colburns, you know.
Right,
were
Middlebury's
just like,
in Vermont.
You know, so wonderfully, you know, just great friends and supportive and have wonderful things to say. My kids are friends with them, and, you know, it's just a really great relationship.
Yes.
And then you get Serta, you know. It's your prerogative. You know, that's, I mean,
by
what
the
was
way.
That discussion? Seriously, have you reflected on that discussion? What was that discussion we had with him the other day?
I think.
Was that pleasant? I didn't find it pleasant.
Well,
I
Mike,
thought it
was, he's never brought anything pleasant, ever. I mean, I'm sorry, but
yeah,
that's
and he
true.
He came back around with a promo. He feels the heat from the other Americans.
As a matter of fact,
they want to do a show.
I don't want to drop names, but I do know that some people from the northeastern part of this United States have submitted a demo.
Oh!
We will perhaps be reviewing it on a future program to see if we like it or not.
Man.
Like to so, do
to replace
an
him. Yeah.
To,
well, it wouldn't be called Americast. It would maybe have even a better name. Who knows? Maybe it's better in all ways. You
Whoa.
Never can tell.
Now you're teasing us. Now you are really, really
breaking
serious.
News.
And
do you have a serious problem with Marcus? I
yeah, do you hate him?
That.
I don't hate
him. I don't hate anybody, but I do know this is that
what
sometimes.
What is he like? You speak to him behind the scenes more than I do. What is his real thought? Because I am extremely grateful for everything he's done because
yes.
it is a
As
labor of love and I appreciate everything he's done.
But I haven't spoken to him recently.
But the last conversation was kind of like, ugh. And then he brings that. He wants to always talk about crap.
Yeah, and also
negative crap.
He loves coming out of the box with what he thinks is going to be some sort of sensational comment.
Drama.
That sort of undercuts
Unfiltered.
The reason.
Like Tom Gavin.
That
like
we
the
called.
Other day
precisely.
When he did that. I mean,
so,
he couldn't wait to do that.
That's
right?
exactly what he lives to do. I've not talked to him off the air or on air.
Serta,
I exchanged an email with him to get a current address because he missed out on his fruitcake this year. And I was going to send him a fruitcake, and that's you know what that is? That is a very, very
passive aggressive
piece of high praise towards what he does that he is still
it's
on that list.
It's tough to really get to the bottom of it with Speedwagon.
Yeah, the inner
like
cookie.
Figure out what you're
however,
slice, you are
I will
dancing,
say this.
Dancing. What do you really think of
what,
the guy?
What like, I think of mean? The guy, I think that it's really great what he's done in the past, but he can't continue to wave that flag of pride when you haven't posted a show since November.
There you
so,
go.
What
I'm
you need
Bravo.
To do
yeah.
is
I'll
get on
Bravo
it. Now, he
that
promised
mode.
That in the first 2 weeks of February, there would be a new Omericast. And yet, here it is, the third day. And what we've got is really just a teaser promo.
We've got no signaling, nothing.
But it doesn't matter if he doesn't love doing it or he doesn't like. I don't want him to do it. He's
I think
paid
he's.
For
I
it.
Think he technically is busy. And I'm going to give you a little insight.
Technically!
because I was with Todd Moore the other day. Thank you. And
have
said,
you ever designed an app?
What's going on with Serta? And I said, well, he hasn't done an Omericast since November, but I think he's busy. He goes, no, I'm not talking about that. I need Serta to voice something for me. And he's promised me for basically a 3-month period he would, but he's super busy.
How surreal is it that Marcus Serta is on Todd Moore's radar?
Yeah.
That's
I said,
pretty
well,
trial.
I said, why don't
that's
you have trial. Mike voice it? And he's like, no, I need a different tone. I said, a dick tone? Mike can do that.
Dick tone!
Thing. No, I thought the other day our conversation with him when I was going into it busting his balls and I thought he was going to bust balls back and it was going to be fun and then he was just kind of morose
yeah.
and sad and depressed and I don't want... I meant that whole exchange to be fun.
Right.
And then he kind of pissed us off at the end. He said, well, that's your pride.
Mike, if he's not
you know?
Doing voiceover work... Do you think he has time for Omericast?
I don't know.
Right?
I'm not. I guess if he's not doing it, and Todd was going to like pay
it's
him.
A, yeah,
to be
it's
on.
A little script. It's like a sentence he showed me.
All right. I'll do it.
Yeah, well, I already asked. He said that you're not the right guy. So
dagger.
Yeah, he said he needed a different tone. That's why I said dick tone.
Well, you know what, Mike? Think of this. If your tone is not right and Marcus's is, that might be not a dagger. That might be the greatest praise of all.
You know,
you can't even do what Marcus does because it's that
Todd
way.
Todd Moore supports my business. Got no complaints. Yeah, yes, but here's how I feel about it. I do feel as though that, you know, it was he brought us some sponsorships early on podcast, and it was great. And then
he used us like a toilet bowl.
He wanted to do the show. And we said that would be fantastic. And then when he first did the show, we listened. He said,
it was great.
He sounds really good. We
so
like
much
this.
Better.
Great and presentation.
And like anything like that, I mean, if you're not getting, you know, compensation for it, I mean, I'm fine if he wants to move on. But I don't like the whole passive aggressive. I feel like I'm being played a little bit.
Yeah.
To be
Mike, there are givers.
Like, you're the villain. You're not the villain.
There are givers and takers. And maybe he's taken all there is to get.
You're in trouble. What? Look at your brother there. Look at your brother who's just being.
He's very excited. He loves it. Yeah, he loves it.
Mike, you know why?
Because there's
air
nothing.
Off you're the drama. Victim.
He has no horse in this, and he doesn't care. He doesn't
care. Less.
No. Marcus Serta could become president of the United States, or he could burst into flames, and Oscar would be
like a show.
La, la, la.
You know what I would like? here's what I... Are you up for this? What? I would like an off-air conversation with Rob Spiewak and Marcus Serta.
Yes.
Take his temperature and find out how he really feels.
And then I need you to call Todd and say, look, man, if Serta's not going to do this... Give Mike the gig.
No, he doesn't have to call Todd.
I will take Marcus Serta's...
You're not piggybacking on that one, Oscar.
I will take Marcus Serta's temperature, but it will not be orally.
Yeah, just find out exactly how he really...
I will.
Isn't that fair? I'd like to know how he really feels.
And it'll be fun.
It's a labor of love. I don't care. I mean, I love having that on... but I don't care if it comes or it goes.
Mike,
it doesn't matter.
2017, we're upgrading everything. Not just our computers, but our hosts.
That's right.
Jeez. Don't listen to that, okay? That was Oscar Santana with that, just picking that.
Maybe Marcus
again.
Needs a hard reset.
Are you ready with Oscar Rotzi?
Yes, I am.
All right, we'll do that coming up next right here. Enjoy the ice cream bars. I'm Michael Harris.
Folks from all over TMOS Nation listen, and they get it.
This is Horny Bob Spiewak. I never, ever miss Omericast. Love it.
This is Carrie Spiewak, and I listen to Marcus Serta.
My name is Carla O'Mara, and I listen to Omericast.
After a long wait, Omericast is back.
Hold that promo until we know what's really going on.
I just like hearing my dad's voice.
And maybe by Monday, can we maybe think Monday we'll have a chance?
Mandate Monday.
What I will do is I will call Marcus at 6:30 on Sunday night.
Very good. It's wonderful.
Welcome
back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
End of the big game.
Brought to you by Lyft. I love Lyft. If you tried Lyft, you'll love it too. It's fantastic. Lyft is the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab. Download the app, request a driver, and they show up an average of 3.5 minutes later. That's fast. Every Lyft driver is fully vetted through their 10-point safety standard, which includes DMV and criminal background checks, so you know you're safe. And I love the app. You get to watch the little cartoon car come up and pick you up 3.5 minutes right after you call it. It's magical. And then the hassle-free idea of getting done, getting dropped off, and you just pop it in. You review your driver, you give them 5 stars.
That's it.
And you move on with your life, and it's all done for you. It's so easy. 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating from their passenger. It's just a better all-round experience. Thanks to Lyft, you can avoid drunk driving, no more bumming rides, and you never have to park. Lyft is the best. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam. 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code TMOS, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's bring him in. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday. That means Oscar Rotzi.
Fellas.
Hey, buddy.
We're talking about gambling with Nicky Diamond in his Diamond Picks of the Week.
Yes.
Two chains. He's so confident that the Atlanta Falcons are going to win. He's betting a fat stack on them, according to TMZ.
Ooh, how much?
$300,000.
Oh! Wow, for on, that wow. he could buy a third chain.
The Falcons to win.
Wow.
This is the weird.
That's scary. It's the Patriots. I'd never do that.
No,
my
that's
God.
That's weird, man.
This is the weird part of my, I guess, gambling side. Because I don't have an addiction.
No, but you got a weird chip, man.
Yeah, well, I'll, well, when
who
I
does?
When
we've
I,
seen it.
When I gamble, I'll go extreme, right?
Sure,
right.
But when
I've
so
seen
when
you
I
do
when
it.
I hear $300,000, I hear whoa, yeah. What is that ride going to be like?
It's just going to be. I'll be honest with you. You just gave us that story. I literally will have that on my brain when I'm watching the game on Sunday. That somebody is riding that much cash, and I'm sure they're not the only ones that are putting a fat stack on a on the
no,
game.
No, but to be fair, Mike, you're always thinking about two chains. I wonder what he's doing.
With a Z.
I'm thinking about gambling is what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
Gambling, speaking of, Judge Joe Brown's long divorce battle is finally over and seen its last day in court. He's officially single. Joe's patience has paid off, though.
Oh, Carrie can go and have sex with him now.
He's making off nicely. He'll keep his Tennessee home, a Porsche 911, a Range Rover, a Land Rover, and a Jeep. According to the docs by TMZ, Joe also keeps a leather reclining chair and a bachelor must.
Hey, he got a fart chair.
Wow. He's got his own fart chair.
But
Joe,
his show,
Joe
I
Brown.
Don't think his show is on anymore. And towards the end, Judge Joe Brown, I'm not sure he should be driving that Porsche because his vision was so bad at the end. He
oh,
was
really?
Holding all the statements like at full arm's length. It was great. He couldn't
Rob
see.
Rob Spiewak, judge expert.
Well, it's on in my house an awful lot. That and the Family Feud.
He does not get off scot-free, though. Everybody pays, Mike. You know this.
Ask yes. Asher Grass.
Joe's got to pay his ex, Deborah Herron, $2,219 a month in spousal support. She gets to keep the Lance Armstrong
spin bike.
How much is it? $2,219 a month.
No problem.
You know what? That sounds like a guy who doesn't have a TV show anymore.
She gets to keep
exactly.
the Lance Armstrong spin bike, a stair climber, and a Bowflex. Good luck.
I want the Lance Armstrong spin bike right now.
Meanwhile, Judge Joe Brown says, all I want is a leather recliner.
And I want a case of Ben and Jerry's Pine Slices ice cream bars.
Congratulations to Jay-Z and Beyonce Knowles. You mentioned this earlier in the week. They are expecting.
Or Jay-Z.
Yes, yes.
Oh, right. I thought he was referring to one of my favorite anchor ladies.
Jay-Z Hayward.
Yeah, or Jay-Z Hayward.
Oh, is Jay-Z gone?
She is Jay-Z no gone? Longer on, but I think she's with us.
And Maureen Bunyan's gone, too, right? They're dropping like flies.
Yes.
Alive, but just not on TV.
We could use a little more Bunyan.
I know. More boring Bunyan.
More bland Bunyan.
They all get, hey, it's broadcasting. It's like radio. Ultimately, they all get screwed.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've gotten screwed. Everybody's
yeah,
gotten screwed.
True.
Right. So Beyonce, outside of having twins, also may take away $1 million payday. She was set to perform at Coachella
sure.
this year. Unfortunately, because of her twins and her pregnancy, they may keep her from performing at Coachella live on stage as one of the headliners.
Yeah. Right.
But the insurance policy dictates if something happens and the performer, because of health issues, cannot perform, that she's still entitled to her $1 million
no,
payday.
Wait. No, not if she has kids.
Yeah, she did it to herself.
She did it herself. Yeah. Well, probably not exactly.
No, JC helped.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I so wish you had a girlfriend. I really did.
You know what?
She did it to herself.
Where's my sound?
Mike, you wish he had a girlfriend. He really, really wishes he had a girlfriend.
Is it possible here? Because the article talks about two insurance, plays. One, that she has an insurance for herself if she can't perform for some reason or another.
There is no way that there would be any rider or any
yes.
I just don't see it happening where you would have that kind of bank. Like $1 million performance fee.
I don't
where
know. They can insure
be,
anything.
If you
though.
Happen to get, you still get paid. If you,
well,
if
so
you,
for example, if
an insurance company's not going to.
But if you pay
that.
The premiums, for example, professional athletes now, right? If you're smart, right. you will insure certain body parts.
Right.
I think Joe Theismann been like, didn't he insure his legs?
Yeah.
Right? Didn't he have his legs insured?
So that's usually what happens right after you get drafted and you have some cash. The
right.
premiums are high, but the payday is high as well if it happens, right?
I don't think it happens for
entertainers.
Her. I don't think it. I just don't think if I happen to get pregnant, unless they were planning on it, then they might put it in there. But I mean,
remember way back, one of the first ones, Artie Donovan insured his ass.
Artie Donovan. The late, great Artie Donovan. Wonderful
of
human
all
being.
People. Of all right. people. Yeah. Artie Donovan. Look, there's a prop bet right now going around in Vegas of how much cleavage, and this is where you get kind of slimy.
Sure.
Lady Gaga's going to show in the Super Bowl, and you're going anywhere from half boob to full side boob.
You know what? How do you quantify it, though?
Well, again, that's why these prop bets are kind of asinine.
Mm-hmm.
Because, A...
Sounds like she may get political, though, because I saw the press conference, a bit of the press conference, and it sounds like she was answering questions like she's going to make the statements that she's always
How made, much so cleavage will come with that statement, though, Mike? Side boob or half boob?
There'll be no side boob.
I'll tell you, she looks fantastic.
Yes.
She looks like
and
she's
I will
ready
say,
to perform.
I think that we're going to get the best halftime show since Prince. I really am a fan of Lady Gaga, and I think we've not seen the best of her yet. I think she will not show a lot of cleavage. I don't disagree with Mike that there'll be a message, but I think we're going to see a hell of a show.
I think it's going to be a good show. I think it's going to be... I think it'll be fun to watch, and I think that Lady Gaga is a wonderful performer.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting, and I really hope that we get a great performance, but I also heard that she's got Tony Bennett in there, too.
Yeah.
So
they're going to wheel him out?
Yeah, the NFL, Mike, has built a custom box.
There are lots of great entertainers at the Super Bowl.
A Bennett Mobile? A Bennett Mobile.
Lots of good ones, lots of people.
And
that
the latest gentleman.
What's happening, people? It's Kirk McEwen coming up at 3 o'clock. I can't promise anything, so don't hold me to it. But former Ravens coach, Super Bowl champion, right here. Brian Billick should be by. Lee Steinberg.
That's it. He's there.
Wow, yeah. Lee Steinberg. I hope he sings a medley.
My friend Kirk is at the Super Bowl. He's a big football fan. Cool. He loves football. So he's there, and Gaga's there. Lots of people.
I'll leave you with this. We talked about the Super Bowl commercials of 2017. You now are starting to see some buzz for them.
Sure.
Not 2 weeks out.
One. Join me all day long. You won't regret it.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Mike, you won't regret it. You won't regret it.
Sorry. I am purposely staying away from these commercials, even though one has already spoiled the Anheuser-Busch one for me. Outside of that.
Can I ask your impression of the Anheuser-Busch commercial?
I think that their statement is right on. This commercial is almost like a mini movie that chronicles how the founder of Anheuser-Busch founded the company.
I thought it was beautiful.
So ideally, any political undertones weren't forced. There was no forethought and be like, oh, this is what's going to divide the country. It was a beer ad that was selling the origin story in a movie in a cinematic way to the audience. So the way you take it, but that was made before politics.
You can take it any way you want, but I think that you certainly can take it politically, but you also can take it non-politically.
Yes.
And there's no problem there. It's the message of America, and I'm fine with it.
Absolutely.
And everybody should.
And that is Oscarazzi for this week, gentlemen.
Oh,
enjoy the Super Bowl.
We will take a break when we come back, and howdy to my old partner, Kirk McEwen, who's down there at the Super Bowl.
Live.
Having a great time, and it was great because he does these little teases, and I was watching him on Radio Row, and it brought it all back how crazy it is down there. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. Rob's little sound. I don't know why I did that.
Is Jeff Shamrock down there?
I don't know. I don't know where he is. We'll come right back. Don't know.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Sammy Kay.
This week on our show, we have Sarah Fraser back with us because we have a follow-up to her last appearance here. She and Sammy Kay have parted company.
Did she kill him?
She did not kill him, but I think you kind of killed him. The last time she was on, you were telling her, drop him. You don't need him. Well, now he's gone.
You should take some of my advice.
Sarah Fraser's on the episode, and we have a huge announcement.
Boy, don't oversell it, huh?
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. I am on number 4. I told Carla I was only going to eat 2 of the berries in our refrigerator, but I have now eaten my 4th one. There is no one like your Valentine. This year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that's as unique as they are. You can't go wrong with Sherry's Berries. Make sure when you get those berries for your special someone that you don't eat them all yourself, because it's going to be hard not to be tempted by these giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. I will tell you, for our listeners, be a big shot, and you can double the berries for only $10 more. I recommend that highly. please double your berries. You're not going to regret it, because then you can give her some and you can eat some too.
Right on.
Just go to berries.com, use the code TMOS, help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Massive, juicy strawberries dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzles. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, there's only one way to get Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, berries.com. Click the mic and put in TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Use the TMOS code. And remember to double those berries, everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, February 3, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I saw this and it made me think of you, because you love when the national anthem is delivered well.
And simply and to the point and straight
not easy.
Ahead.
Not easy.
Not an easy gig.
It's not, but too many people futz around with it.
Luke Bryan, country singer, Licorice Hat Club member, will be doing the national anthem at the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
But I found this montage and I just thought it was clever. They took great moments. These are not all Super Bowl anthems. Some of them are from World Series and other events. But this is what they call the All-Star Star-Spangled Banner montage. Here are some of the great anthems of recent history.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, an All-Star Star-Spangled Banner. Lady Gaga.
Oh, say, can you see?
Darius Rucker.
That it dawns early light.
Melissa Etheridge.
What so proudly we hail.
Usher.
At the twilight's last gleam.
Demi Lovato.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Fall Out Boy.
Through the perilous fight.
Little Big Town.
O'er the ramparts we watched.
Journey.
Were so gallantly streaked.
Rascal Flatts. Idina Menzel.
The bombs bursting in air.
Patrick Monahan of Train.
Gave proof through the night.
Joe Piscopo.
That this glorious flag was
Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave.
Ariana Grande. Whitney Houston.
There we are. Best one ever.
Number one.
Pretty cool, right?
Pretty cool.
I like that. I like that.
You didn't have the real good one.
Which one was that?
Let me play you that one here.
All right.
What's up, people? Live from Houston, Kirk McEwen. Coming.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is he going to do the anthem? You're obsessed.
I actually put that on there. I'm sorry.
That's good. I like it. Hey, but you know, I think a lot of people associate, of course, the national anthem with the Super Bowl, but there is one better Super Bowl song, of course. From 1985, actually 1986.
We are the Bears shuffling crew.
Shuffling on down, doing it for you. This was Super Bowl 20. Now what, do you remember who they played and beat in Super Bowl 20?
The Bengals?
It was the Bears. All right, it would have been, oh my God.
It's actually, it surprised me, and it makes the story sort of valid.
So you got an Jim NFC McMahon. Team, so it's got to be an AFC team.
Yep.
The coolest video is a Katy Perry.
Whoa, look at them dance.
They beat the Patriots.
The Patriots!
46-10. And while many people remember the Super Bowl shuffle, not many people remember that the Patriots had a hit record that they tried to put out that year. And it was called New England, the Patriots, and We.
Oh, no.
Yes!
That's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah. Sounds like a DJ project, right?
Everybody had a song.
The Bears video, though, was played on a high rotation on MTV.
Oh, it was great.
It was. Yeah. You saw a lot of it. Baltimore had one, too. Baltimore had one. Let's play the...
oh, you have one for Baltimore?
The Ravens have one.
Okay. What's up, people? Live from Houston, Kirk McEwen.
Oh, that's more of a rap, because there's no melody to it. Did you know the Atlanta Falcons, from when they were founded, they have a fight song, too? I love it because it sounds like it's from, like, the 1920s.
this.
What's great is the people that researched and found this, they asked the marching band or the drum major of the Falcons about it. He'd never heard of it. So while this is the official Falcons fight song, no one knows about it. So
I'm trying to think the owner of the Falcons. Let me see. What's his? It's Arthur, and what's his last name? I'm going. I can't pull it up. I can't. Man, I'm. I don't know. It's blank. Sorry. I don't know what's going on.
I love that joke.
You know, it's Friday's show. And I can't really help myself.
What's up, people? Live from Houston, Kirk McEwen coming up 3 to 7 today.
He All would right. know the owner of the guy. He would also know the guy who did the voice of Bugs Bunny, Mel Falcon. Mel Falcon. That's it.
Mel Falcon.
AC/DC has released 120 songs in their career, 120 studio recordings. Some of them end in a fade.
Pete it, Mel.
But this is great. This is the end of all of the AC/DC songs that don't end in a fade. See if you can sense a theme here. Sort of seems like they might like ending on a power chord. Goes on for 2.5 minutes. But that's how they end every song. And I want to send a special thank you to my BFF for submitting that to the Audio Vault. Thank you, Alan Wenzel.
Oh, you've stolen my classmate.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah,
we were never particularly close, but we were friends. Rob, and now he's your friend and not mine.
Mm-hmm. You know? And now I'm suckling on that Wenzel teat.
Because he's your... Well, because his humor and yours are, you're simpatico.
Probably the reason that you never became truly besties with him is because you hate puns.
Besties.
I don't care for puns. Grown man. And, that's right. You know, you like puns.
I do. I adore
Mike,
them.
Mike, he stole your friend that wasn't your friend.
That's I've right. still got my friends. I do.
What's up, people? Live from Houston, Kirk McEwen.
Okay.
Let us, Mike, we started patriotic with the national anthem. Yes. This is on our Facebook page. This is on our YouTube page. This is the best thing I've seen all week. This is a chicken that has been trained to play America the Beautiful on an electric piano.
Attaboy.
Because what they've done is the piano keys light up, and when the key lights up, the chicken pecks the key. And I thought, is this funny if you don't see it? And so I listened to it with my eyes shut, and I still love it. Know
Good.
This.
Then if you picture the chicken pecking
this
the keyboards.
This is a chicken playing piano, and this is how we close the Audio Vault this week.
I like the background music.
The chicken...
It's a superb choice.
Listen to the contact of the beak.
It's a chicken line.
Yeah.
Who wants wings?
Your big finish.
This is hilarious.
What's up, people? Live from Houston, Kirk McEwen. Sorry.
That is a special remix.
I just had to get it in there. I messed up my whole soundboard because of that, because I'm such a hump. Thank you, Rob.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the game.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Snail mail address, TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20077. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support, TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Sports ball.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.